everything you guys said. I believe that even that state of mind, perceiving that, like, even that conversation or that thought process of, like, I'm more oppressed than you mm-hmm. is to further the division mm-hmm. between us.
And that's purposeful. That's all, that you know purposeful. What I'm saying? Because it's like, no, because what we're saying is
you're saying, say why though. Let me say why though.
Have that thought.
Let me say why though.
For you to even think so that way.
I disagree.
So, how can you?
Wait. She just said the. It can't be about one being more impressed than you.
Explain the data for master's degree. Explain that data.
First of all, to put the statistics out, black women has the highest statistical rate for having degrees all across the world.
Black, white, woman, going to male,
for anything. You know what I'm saying? We just have the highest statistical rate for getting degrees. That's just... You know what I'm saying? That's not just like because black men...
Why are black men then? Is it just we're not educating ourselves enough?
My thing is maybe... I just feel like it comes back. Oh gosh,
you're thinking like white woman.
No,
like I see why you're saying that. I don't even care like that.
Don't insult my intelligence. Back. It just comes back to where you're needed versus where I am.
Yeah,
you are meant to go hunt. Okay. Historically speaking,
I like how you say it.
Psychologically,
I like
speaking,
how she said
let
it. Though,
finish.
Like,
let me
ahead,
finish.
Go ahead.
You are a hunter.
Okay.
Provider, right? You're my provider, right? Mm-hmm. You're my protector, mm-hmm. right? I'm in the, you bring the wood. Mm-hmm. I see that wood. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we can make a chair with that. Mm-hmm. You make can buy chair. A home. Mm-hmm. No, you can buy a house. I can make a home mm-hmm. out of that house. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying? So to correlate the two of you saying like, JB saying that black women are graduating at a higher rate. Mm-hmm. And then my sister saying like, that's over everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where we excel. Mm-hmm. We should.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with oppression. That's just genetically how we should
incorrect.
Be performing.
You're totally wrong.
Wait, JB.
Dude, this is crazy.
This is my perspective as a woman. But this is my
the data.
Listen.
The data says against
JB.
You.
Hold on, JB.
Go ahead.
This is just my perspective as a woman, and this is how I want my masculine male in my life mm-hmm. that I
you don't want him
manifest
to be educated.
Within my no. Don't speak for me. That I manifest for myself. This is how I want him to see things. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want him to look at me as his enemy. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want him... Hold on, wait. I don't ever want him to see me as a threat or a challenge or be envious of our inequalities mm-hmm. whatsoever mm-hmm. or where he's mm-hmm. weaker and where I'm stronger or where he's oppressed and where I'm not or vice versa. Yes. Hold on. I don't want to... This is just me. I don't want that to be the focus in my household because mm-hmm. that's not the reality I want to manifest for our procreation. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't want them to focus on that shit. That shit is trivial to me. It's a trivial argument in the sense that's not going to move us forward. Jamie, don't do that. Don't lie while I'm speaking.
No, knowledge isn't going to move us forward? Just knowing the honest
that's
truth
that's not what I'm saying.
It's different if from my man saying was that we don't want it to be the way that
if my man wasn't egotistical, mm-hmm. if he deceased his ego mm-hmm. and his pride, just like I'm pretty sure 60 years ago when only women were allowed to work or go to school in certain places. However
women
have you. However have you.
But
yeah.
So,
however,
so why are we going by standard?
Wait. You should trust me enough to be able to come home and teach you what I've learned. Mm-hmm. Right?
I would.
That part.
That's
that
it.
Part.
That's it. It shouldn't be a pissing competition about
it. Well, wait a minute.
Just trust me as your woman. I can go into that office with those white men and serve them coffee.
And
hear all of that conversation. I can bring it back to you.
But most don't. But
focus on that.
That's still shitting on us.
Hold on. I got.
I don't want my man to
respond to this because, like, you're saying a
lot
of rhetoric.
But it's inevitable.
Look.
It would be inevitable.
I'm sorry, then.
Every black man would feel that way.
What you're saying is so true. But here's why what you're saying is debunked. What you're saying is so true and valid. What you're saying is 100% valid. You should be able to go in there and get that information. But you guys don't do that. You guys assimilate. What you do is you get with...
A lot of women.
A lot. You get with the white man. And then you actually, because he matches your credential, your idea of a level of money and income. And to clarify that for you, if you really believe that, like, what you're saying as far as, like, the oppression rate and then as the decline with the male not being college educated because of some archetypal like he's supposed to hunt some type of shit. No, because why is there HBCUs? That's because we're discriminated against from the jump to begin with.
As
we're segregated. Yeah, as a whole. And so, and this is not even a, this isn't a divide thing. Ain't nobody sitting here, I'm more oppressed than you. You should do. No, it's just more like we're oppressed overall. Facts. But then at the same time, specifically, it's a power struggle thing because I see how much like women want to be validated to feel important because they are just as important in so many different areas. It's just that once you get the black man, that is the head of the household. That's the person to lead the household. Once you get the man out of the equation, then the whole thing, there's going to be a decline. That's the reason why. Mm-hmm. And so that debunks what you're saying.
That's what this whole episode is about, is acknowledging the importance of the masculine role in within the household. We're not saying that it's not.
We're talking about the importance then.
Yeah.
Y'all don't see.
I'm not focused on what's outside of my house. But
what's outside of your house affects you.
That's how the feminist.
It's still in your environment.
That's how the feminist movement was.
What's outside of your house affects you.
What I'm saying is, if we were focused on the house,
and how we treat each other,
and what the mission is, the common goal.
If we was all thinking on the same accord,
the house is one thing. So in the house, we need to know these things. Is what I'm saying. In the house, we need to know that the system is set up for this way that it's set up, and you have to know the workings of the system, right? So you won't be victim to the system, right?
So you're saying you have to go out there and learn it.
You better. I mean, what would you mean?
So I believe history, as far as the feminist movement go, I feel like that was a trial and error thing. Can we agree to that?
With people or what? Who created it? Like, what are you saying?
With any particular people, or everyone as a whole?
How
we're saying that us, like the feminist movement, because that was an actual movement in American history.
1968.
Okay. Right. So that movement, to bring it back, mm-hmm. for us saying that, like, if black women would have never got involved, and then that created this, like, a whole ripple effect happened.
No. I don't think that black women even understand that or know that. I really don't think that they know that. The feminist movement is not real. Like, I don't think they know that. If I talk to the average black woman on the street and I ask them about the feminism, and they'll probably say something about it. Oh, yeah, women power. But they don't really know about the history of feminism and how it hurts them more so than anyone else. So that's what we're discussing. So this is what I'm saying. Like, and it's so easy to get black women to do some shit.
And why is the question?
No, I'm just bullshitting. But no, it's like truth to every joke, right? But like, it's easy because when the black women, I think we experience more racism as men. Like, we see a lot of shit. We get more overt racism because the racist white girl isn't like the racist white dude. The racist white dude still fuck you. Know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know what
I'm
saying?
Same with a racist white woman.
So they'll just act like, and then they might just be mad, whatever the case may be. But even they're like, it is what it is. It's not about black people saying, it's like your girl has to know that. As a black woman, whoever you're a black man,
I think that's how we feel. And that's
you have to understand it once you hear it. It's like, yo, what you mean? Like, if you go back into history and time, you'll see how it is that way.
But I want you guys to face
over black women.
That white women slept with black men back then too.
Because they had to. Because
it's like a. Because it was like a fetish thing.
Tall,
like,
dark, and handsome. That came from white women. Tall, dark, and handsome came from white women.
Just what you just said.
So that makes white men feel inferior.
Just what I'm just going off of what you said. You saying like. That the racist white, like the racist, a racist white man is different from a racist white woman. Like, no, they're both equally still fetishizing.
But white women weren't equal to their men. So in order for them to have power, they had to go about it differently. They wanted to have the same power as their men. The white women wanted to have the same equal rights as their men. Like,
we never cared about that.
We already felt like we was imbalanced the way that it was.
They saw girls with their asses out, and then there was female kings, and there was no such thing as a monarch or a patriarch in our culture.
We didn't. Know what I'm everyone saying?
Was sexualized. It was balanced. Yeah, it was balanced in our culture, right?
How it should.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So in this culture, is what I'm saying is they see like white women. We thinking like white women. We thinking like white people. We all got a little white person in us. This is what I'm saying.
No, I'm definitely white. Okay. My great grandmother's father is white.
Wait, you're white.
My great grandmother.
So does that make you white?
My great grandmother's. Does that make it's you in white? My genetic.
So how?
Genetic code.
So how much you think of?
No,
how,
now
how?
I agree with you. Okay, is what okay, I'm saying okay. in that phrase, not entirely to everything, but to that specific phrase of thinking like a white woman because I am white. Like my great grandmother's father.
I'm not even talking about the genetically, but psychologically.
That's what I mean. White? Genetically, that's why I said.
No, psychologically.
Genetically encodes my psychology. Yeah,
it could too, but also propaganda can encode your psychology.
That is true, but I'm just saying like on a more.
It could make you. Think you have a connection with white people
on a more personal level where you're saying like I think like a white woman. It's like, well, you're damn right. Like my great auntie, like my great great aunt was, you know, like a white lady. Mm-hmm.
And that kind of like slides into another question that I wanted to ask you guys is, how do you think housing authority and welfare push the male figure out of the home? Because that kind of ties into...
That's what we just already answered.
Yeah.
We answered that one.
Yeah, but I kind of wanted to like go into depth of that, like with housing authority and all that stuff, because it went with like... The feminist movement was all like saying
thing to where this is what the government wants to do in order to split and fuck black people up even more,
like,
is to make sure that the black women, it's easy for them to get government assistance so that they can feel more empowered than their men. So they see the black man is not doing, like, we can't just go out.
The government,
like,
is the dad. Child support,
the government
is the dad.
That's the dad. That's your daddy. And then it's like, you know, that's what we see. Like, we see it. And then the woman feels like this, like they ready to kick you. Like, I could be in the living with my black woman, right, in the same house. Mm-hmm. Her name could be on the lease. Because her name on the lease, she feel like it's not equal no more. Like, now I can kick you out.
If they find because out guess you're what? Is it your house? They're going to kick you out.
Yeah.
Fuck that. But your woman's supposed to ride with you because you together at the end of the day. But no, we live under the system. It's we don't have our own shit.
Fuck that shit, man.
We don't have it. We don't have it set up. We don't have our own systems of programs set up where the black men can feel like men, for real. So that's just why, like, it's a war out there.
You feel
in
like
the streets,
you can't
man.
Feel like a man?
You can't. Like, I feel like I can because I know.
Exactly.
So I can't get fucked up like that, like, because my girl's gonna know and she's gonna understand it, and then I'm gonna actually see that she don't understand it, and that's gonna make me act accordingly, so I can never blame nothing or nobody. It's like, there's ignorance is bliss, I guess, sometimes, because there's people who will never have these conversations and never have to have these conversations because they don't convict themselves because they don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, so you don't want to like know too much because people want to still go along with the get along like type of thing. So it's like, the more you know, the more you can like gain, I think, you know what I mean? Like, you could get over the system, like you could get through it better, but you got to have somebody that's on the same page. I don't think if you can't serve two masters, you can't be leaning to the system and then not your man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. Like, your man should
be your god.
Yeah. Your man should be your god. Your woman should be your goddess. That's how I feel. Poor, like,
yeah,
period.
Yeah. We right? all should be held to the same standard. But there are also situations where, like, this brings back that male role where men aren't acting upon their roles as men. Like,
how?
Whether you're absent in the house.
He just, I think he let us know, like, you feel crippled. Like,
yeah.
Well, but from a woman's perspective, like, how are men not in their
if you
role?
As a
Give
man like what like if we are not together in a relationship, if you outside of our relationship still don't feel obligated to protect me as the mother of your child, to honor me as the mother of your child, to make sure we are provided
regardless
for, like, that's being a man. If you're not doing that, then you're not accepting your role as a man.
Absolutely.
You
so
know
is
what
there
I'm saying
a time where yeah. a woman's supposed to take care of the man?
Of course.
Okay.
It's supposed to be together. It's like, if at any, first of all, you're supposed to be strong. You're supposed to be like, you know, you're supposed to hold us together. Mm-hmm. But if ever you fall, mm-hmm. I'm supposed to pick you up where you lack. You know what I'm saying? And get you on your feet. But we have to be on the same accord from the beginning for us to even get there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to know that if I'm nurturing you and I'm taking care of you and I'm making sure you at your best, you're not finna abandon me once you get to that level. You know what I'm saying? I'm not lifting you up so that you can go take care of somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I'm lifting you up so you can take care of home better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, just be on the same accord, period, from the very get-go, all together.
As a whole, regardless of us understanding all that we do, being woke, I think that all of that needs to come down. We need
I'm
to adapt.
Sleep, my nigga. Sleep is better. Like,
I love sleeping. It is. I don't know, for real. We have to adapt to our circumstances. Mm-hmm. So we know all of these things. Are you going to get caught up in them? Or are you going to adapt?
So it's basically why all the black women give it to white men after they get their degrees.
I don't know about all of that. I don't know about all of that.
Stop using the word black women. Say a lot of women.
It's not even a lot.
No, but we have a special interest in black women.
We know that's not all.
We have a special interest in black women.
If that's your perception.
And we hope our viewers are educated enough to know we don't mean, if we could say a lot if we want to be politically correct.
just right. as a black woman, I'm gonna that yeah. That offends me. I've never. I thought been, you were
a white. There's
woman.
A lot. It's
I've
a very high
I've
rate.
I've never dated a white woman. A I've never felt rate, any attraction. Most black women that I know have
you should
more.
Talk about that more. Why you should do a whole session on that about like why because it's like uplifting oh, and all gosh. This other stuff. Like women, they get their degree, they get their
this sounds
this
like
income,
a personal
and they go. No, it's
like,
not. It's not.
It
I've never. I've never. I don't have
so
that issue.
I
have both parents in my life.
This is how I
I'm just telling you the facts.
That's not my reality. Like exactly. If that's a black woman's reality that you know.
Because all the women that all the black women that I know.
My grandma is a college educated. Hi, Granny. My grandma's a college-educated queen. You hear me? I come from a family of nurses and doctors
and
teachers
she got with a black man, right?
She's always been with one.
Good. And then
so
promote
what I'm
that.
Is that's not... But what you just said, though, that's not my reality.
But
if we're discussing like the diaspora of black people, so-called black people, we should be discussing for everyone. So
I can only
that's a lot of people's
what's
reality.
My reality. But what's my reality? Like, I feel as if... That doesn't correlate with me. Like, I don't see that. Like, I don't see that division because that's not the reality I'm creating for myself or my life or
and
my
that's
children.
Not even what we grew
but
up
you,
on.
But
we
you see
seen,
the
we've
that you're
seen,
discussing right now?
Growing up, we've seen more black men date other ethnicities personally. Over black women. I've never seen it to where a black woman valued white men or preferred other ethnicities over black women. But we see a lot of black men preferring, I love Latina women.
What
I love white women,
when
whatever.
You see a black man that prefers black women in life. Wouldn't that make
I
you?
Love you. Thank
okay.
you for seeing me. Hi. Thank you.
But like, so
to
you're
me,
saying
that's
that
trivial.
If you don't see it in, why is it trivial?
Why is it trivial? It's not my right. Like I, for me, I don't focus. I'm not focused on that.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm not focused
no.
on.
No. And
focused
and
that
doesn't even matter.
Are
and all.
Mixed? Listen, I am focused on. The
Do you consider yourself mixed race?
Stop it. I am focused on the progression. Mm-hmm. Of my family. I am focused on the progression of my
immediate,
generation.
Immediate family, you're saying.
That's the way you change things is through yourself.
Through your mm-hmm. immediate family?
I do the work here with me.
Just your immediate family we're talking about. We're not talking about
I don't
want to
get caught up on words. I'm doing the work with me, right? I'm doing my part. What I feel like is needed to make a change, to make a difference, to be a voice, to be inspiration to other little black girls. I'm doing that with me. I'm doing what my mom was an activist. She
yeah.
married a black man. I'm doing what I feel is necessary for my culture, for my society, the social economic group that I grew up in. I'm doing my job. Mm-hmm. If it bothers me, if it's
you
such
have
a topic,
to be what you have to be the change you want to see
exactly.
in the world.
So I'm not focused on anything outside of that
because that's something that you can't even control at the end.
I can't control that. I can't control some other. Woman going to college, getting a degree, and marrying someone else. That's not me. That's not
right.
my children. That's not them. I need to focus on the example I want to set for my children. I want to focus on the things I want them to. Like, I have to.
But it wasn't
focus.
Really even about that.
Yeah,
it was
so
more so about the
all,
fact that,
like,
that
part?
Black men are more oppressed than. At a
what
higher
rate. I feel like that's
yeah,
a whole separate conversation
so
from
separate.
The
but
whole.
Like, let's think about this. How many? Let's look at this statistic again. Okay, this is really okay. simple. Let's forget about that. Like, how many? Who do you? Let's just guess. I don't even know the numbers. Who do you think shot more, a black man or a black woman, by police? Who do you think?
Who do you think
Let's
is
just take
raped
a guess.
More? I mean, if we're going by statistics. Who do you think is raped more? I'm
going
to report it. You may not. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and I've looked up the statistics
nah.
as far. I've looked up the statistics
nah.
as far as homicide go. Mm-hmm. The statistics are biased because some of
the
murders are considered like homicides when they're suicides.
Dude,
but because
okay.
you're black, they're going to report it a certain way. So statistics, all that shit, is biased.
Mm. That's
it's
not
biased.
True.
It is biased as
that
far
is not
as like.
True.
Rape goes like there's gonna be more women that report it because we grow up in a culture that teaches women to report it that's not
we
okay.
Live,
look, we grow up in
we live
a,
in
we
a rape
up,
culture in America
in
general.
Exactly.
So
but
that
we
debunks
grow up in a
that.
I'm gonna let
where
y'all
a
know
man,
this. Like,
you guys are hypersexualized already.
Where a man is not gonna report
that
but because
that
brings
doesn't
a
validate
shame.
That doesn't validate
bring
that.
A, it brings a
we're
shame,
talking. We're not talking about rape. We're talking about systematic oppression. Like, look. Let me break it down for you. Okay. Look. Okay. So like a rapper, right? So this is how it goes. So basically, like, you got mafia and dude's gangster. A black man, he looks at that as something, Scarface is something to look up to. He becomes a gangster. He gets popularized, becomes a rapper, and he's famous, right? And so the image of him, he wears a baseball cap, he wears a jersey, and that's gangster. He has a chain on, that's gangster. If a black man wears that to a cop, that's gangster.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm afraid, so I shoot that person based on perception. We already know, just even, and we know art imitates life, propaganda, there's more gangster rapper males even than there are females. So just in that instance as an example in itself, like men are more profiled. Mm-hmm. Men are more, like just by sagging your pants.
That's why I feel like it's trivial. Just by,
I know, but it's not. But there, but no, there are other aspects. Like just like look. No. Hold on. I'm not done.
You're
listen.
You're gonna see the world differently because you're a man.
Can I finish?
Facts.
Do you mind if I finish?
Got it? I don't mind.
Cool, for sure. Cool. All right. So like, okay. So then, because that's like saying, because it's like saying exactly what you said, which is actually absolutely right. Which is that like it's like saying a man gets raped more than women. We live in a rape culture. Women are hypersexualized. And that's like saying, okay, that's like saying that you can debunk that. No, there's billboards where she's wearing a bikini, pornography, this, all these things that statistically show and prove that women are hypersexualized. The black man, specifically, there's an agenda with propaganda on the black man, just like the Jews. That's how they were able to put them in gas chambers. They have a specific agenda on a black man to oppress him specifically. They will just use black women.
If it was their choice, they will to use get rid you guys. It's like one of the genders, either, but it was going to be men.
I just want you guys, as men, to understand that that goes both ways. It does. So the way that you.
But we're not talking about it going both ways. We're talking about the difference, though. See, that's the thing. Like, we're talking about the difference.
From the beginning, so we acknowledge that there is a difference. Is and a we difference. Acknowledge that. We never said.
The question was, the question was, the system, how does you know the system? What was it saying? The system in black. Men, what was the question?
Like, push the male figure out.
So this is how. Because it's this is what, look how we argue
oh, no,
right now.
It
look
became,
look
like,
how
the
we argue.
The way that the conversation was going, it can't, I didn't feel, as a woman, it was hard to hear because I didn't feel like you guys were, it was more of like pushing, like you're not hearing us, like to voice mm-hmm. yourself, to say like you were
see,
oppressed.
And this proves my point.
It's like you stepped on my neck to say that you
I
were oppressed.
I feel like, listen, can I say this? This is what I feel.
Because you were like, we're more oppressed problem, right? than women.
No. I really feel like, yes.
Why
did, I really
why
feel
you
like this
bring
the
me
problem.
In to talk
no.
about you?
I feel like,
just talk about
no,
you.
No, no, no.
I feel like this conversation right here
oh,
is the reason why we don't get along.
I get along.
It's because the conversation's like this one, like this that question right there is deep. Like, if you were to talk to a man about that, and what man is not going to say, if a man agree with you, like, oh no, we're oppressed, the same, what guy says that? Do y'all have y'all asked this question to another black man? Because when you get to a certain part of like, when you talk to your black men, you know what I mean? You're going to see, we have millions of stories about racism and how we experienced it, how someone called us a nigger this, a nigger that, running outside the car, like all day, every day. It's like every day, but even y'all experience it too, but we're just talking about the reason why it's different.
Okay.
This thing right here and how it's making us not be in a home like that. It's because we're at war with our women.
Can I say something to add to what he's saying that maybe bring clarity?
I receive what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I think when JB says it, it comes off as I'm being personally attacked as a woman. Mm-hmm. But when you say it brings... I mean, it's just all a form of communication and your communication style.
Yeah.
I feel like when you say it, for me specifically, as far as a woman being able to understand you, because that's the goal of this, it's for us to understand like how this played a role in the lacking of you within my life.
Right.
I can understand your style of communication with that. Like that's what versus like women. You know what I mean? Like that's how I receive
you're receiving
it
right
over here. Like, hold on, I have nothing to do with
that. Can I add to what he was saying? Is that cool?
Yeah,
okay. So like, okay, look. So like, this is how I perceive it, and this might translate to you better. Like, if you were to say to me like, because there is a bunch of men getting raped in prison. Various situations, people being molested, all sorts of stuff. If you were to tell me, based on the data that I could present, if you were to tell me, like just like the reverse of this, which is that we said black men are more oppressed, and I'm talking about the system of racism. If black women are raped more and hypersexualized and looked at as hoes, and this, I couldn't debate that. And then I could bring concrete fact into saying that. And I'm not going to say, oh, wait, no. But there's black men that are being raped in jail, and there's black men that are being... Do you see what I'm saying? Like, these are glittering generalities. But the fact that you don't have the data that supports that, is that's why your perception is skewed of it. That's the reason why.
I think
why.
That's your perception of my perception.
But, I mean, honestly, that's very possible. But, like, as I just said, but, like, that's like saying this again. I'm going to tell you again. Like, it's like rape culture. We live in rape culture. So, like, you can bring irrefutable facts, right? Because someone could step in here and say that. Someone could say, oh, no, but there's men getting raped. There's little boys getting raped. There's this, this, this. And but there are women that are being exploited sexually. Like, mm-hmm. a woman can't walk without her shirt off. A woman, mm-hmm. like, propaganda. Like, right. These are serious things.
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious. Mm-hmm. It's just common sense.
But I feel so like there are obvious things. Being pushed. Like, why of course, women are the face of that rape culture. Why you only and see why a men are the face of
role.
That.
That's the same yeah. reason why you only see a black man as a gangster role. That's
so let me ask you this. Let me ask you guys this.
The vice is propaganda against the black man.
Right.
You don't see, how many, do you see a bunch of black women in gangster role? No, you see them as a host. You see them as a...
The roles are starting to change in modern society absolutely. To where women are and playing that role and you're starting to see
and
it.
Superheroes and just all this.
I mean,
stuff.
It kind of was like because Foxy Brown was also kind of like hey, she Foxy. Was a gangster back yeah. in the day. You feel me? But that kind of like goes to this question. What I want to ask you guys because it's not that we're saying that what you're saying is wrong.
No, we agree.
We're not saying that because we agree and we acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's just understanding like the diversity and. Breaking down like you know where you guys are affected and where we are right. affected but we all are being affected all together right.
I think that's all I was saying like just don't mm-hmm. get caught up yeah. in it
no we don't
like don't see, get lost
I don't think
in
we
that.
Do but see like people can and get lost exactly. in the whole
we don't
we can't do anything because of the white man nah that's not us
or your
like,
oppression
nah.
in general
nah we got knowledge of self and the yeah. reason why these things are the way that they are to be able to articulate
I feel like
them.
Also it's because we simple, speak it right? on us too much
exactly
I feel like, because that's all, like, our words and the way y'all we speak it. Certain stuff, y'all that energy, it. That's kind of like just cursing yourself. Like, the black man is always put down. Oh, yeah, the yeah, black yeah. man is this. And, you know, like, we're constantly acknowledging that as I'll something that's happening right. to us instead of saying, like, all right, fuck it.
Hey, Rosa,
so what?
Hey, Rosa, how much do I talk about race?
How just, much? How much?
That just seems not at all, really. But that's why I, that's really why any, I like, can come in
remember
and
I
say.
Said that joke?
You know that's yeah, why I can come yeah, yeah. in and say that that's trivial, and you're like, yeah. "How is it trivial?" Because I'm like, I'm not focused on that. It's already been acknowledged.
So let me ask you guys this: so what do you guys think the mother's roles are in conditioning black men the way they are? Do you feel like the black mothers condition their sons in the way that is negative? Because a lot of times, like we see black women conditioning them, like bringing up their men, like the way they dress, like single mothers. You know what I'm saying? The way they dress their sons and all that thing goes into like the exact men that they saying that they don't want, the example that they don't set, the men that aren't shit, but they dress their men like that because it's shown that that's a favorable, excuse me, a favorable man. Like that's what's desired and that's what is expected of a black man. Is the black woman contributing to that image of the black man, do you think?
I see that trending.
Right? We also see that right. with black men also.
I know, I'm not saying that.
But stay focused, yes. Yeah,
I'm
stay
not
focused.
At all saying that. They're right,
so what's the question?
We're not,
again?
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
the
we're
question?
Not running off this
the
time.
The question was, like, how do you feel like the black woman, what was the black woman's role in conditioning these men? Do you
yeah,
feel like the black woman
to
took,
masculine,
you know, yeah.
You got to do the, that's how I feel.
As far as
the
mother and
the
son
homework.
Go.
You got to do the homework.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, how do you feel about that?
I think that they definitely need to have a man figure. Like, they need to be able to see. Like, I think, I'm not going to say, like, I think women do an incredible job, you know what I'm saying, at raising kids. Like, I don't think they can raise a boy to be a man. But I think, like, they can give them the potential to be men, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I it's hard to say, like, what their role is because we're talking about the woman's role. Like, the woman is everything. Like, their role is to... take care of the home,
mm-hmm.
Cook the food, and so I mean, cook the food. Like, not to sound like,
no,
but like,
good.
That's an important role, though. Like mm-hmm. to me, like, I mean, that role is important no matter who does it, right? Because you know what I mean. You gotta live to eat to live, not live to eat type of thing, right? So like, but anyway, yeah, no, it's hard to say. Like, I think the woman's role is like doesn't even. It does need to be said, and that's sad. Like, and I think that's why my relationships have been fucked up. Like, maybe I don't, or maybe the woman and I didn't know how to, like, does a man know how to raise a woman? Like, do y'all think that? Like,
no, there are certain things that a man can't teach a woman, and there are certain things that a woman can't teach a man growing up. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of, like, goes in. Everybody's heard that Jill Scott song, I Need You, where she's basically like, yeah, I can be a mother. I can be a doctor at the same time. I could make money. I could provide. I could cook. I could kill the spider on the wall. I can do all those things, but that doesn't mean that I don't need you to teach my son how to be a man. You know, I can provide for my son by myself. I can educate my son by myself and put him through school and put him, I can do all of that stuff by myself, but it's not saying, but you are still needed. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's really important.
I think the key is the acknowledgement as far as single mothering mm-hmm. goes, as far as like mothering a son when you're independent.
Yeah.
Is to acknowledge and implement that within your son's cranium.
Yeah.
Like you need, like men are important.
Mm-hmm.
Like your soccer coach, your basketball, football coach, whoever that male is, your grandfather, whomever, your uncle, he's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I'm your mother and I know you look at me because you see me so often, right? And you see me doing so many things. But I want you to understand that this is not how it supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like I'm doing this because I have to, but I need that. A man is supposed to be doing these things also, and is supposed to also be present and taking care of things. It's not supposed to just me taking care of all of these things right. by
how
myself.
How do you articulate that?
To women, I think it's
to once a child, how would you?
Oh, in words?
Yeah, like how would you just imagine?
To a child, I think it's through visual and verbal.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you're going through something that's challenging and your child is present, you can sit there in that moment where it's, like, a traumatic event or whatever have you and tell your child, this is why a male's presence is so important
mm-hmm.
in this specific situation. Mm-hmm. I would have never had to act or be so aggressive in this situation had your father, whomever... I don't like to victimize, you know, or paint the male as a villain.
Thin line, very thin.
It's very thin. So I think it's learning your child mm-hmm. and learning how to communicate with your specific child, and also not victimizing yourself,
mm-hmm.
holding yourself accountable in the choices that you make, and letting your son know, like, don't. It's two things for me. It's two negative reinforcements that I feel like single moms can do. Which hinders the masculine role, is one is saying, like, my son's going to be like a heartbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
You raised him to not respect women.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, I see that a lot and also, you know.
I think the other is also painting a man as a villain
exactly.
to your child.
That's
what they do. So I think those are the two negative reinforcers that need to be identified when a woman finds out it's a boy.
Yeah.
And the father isn't present.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to identify that and dissolve her bitterness.
Yeah.
Like, resolve it and digest and process her pain and that trauma of giving birth to a child and not having that psychological balance, because birthing a child is birthing yourself.
Yeah.
You're transitioning. Yeah. So I think it's her going to counseling during the process of being a single mother. That mm. needs to be a process that needs to be, you know, implemented in being a single mother to a son, and is going to therapy, maybe even having a male therapist to help you balance those emotions, because now you're scorned and you're crippled by a male. It's like he abandoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to parent this. I want this boy to grow up sturdy.
Right. Yeah. And men are needed in a lot of areas in a woman's life, like whether it be in a father role or in a relational role, because we were also talking about how men should also honor women during their moon cycles and how we should be taken care of during those moments, because a woman's menstrual cycle is a very delicate, very sacred moment in a woman's life, and it's something that only women can experience. You know what I'm saying? When a woman is on her menstrual cycle, she can't even think properly, like logically. Not saying that she can't, but it's saying that in those moments, it's like she's cleansing herself, and her body is supposed to be focused on cleansing itself of toxic, whatever toxic stuff I've been putting into my body, whatever I've been experiencing emotionally, physically. My body needs to cleanse. It goes through a whole process. You know what I'm saying?
To put the psychology, or to put it all in order, is to first, women have to understand our cycles.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just a few days out of the month when you bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Our cycles are consecutive.
Mm-hmm.
They never stop. So women go through the menstruation, which is the bleeding period, which is what is heightened, is mm-hmm. what is enlightened in our society. But what we neglect is ovulation in a premenstrual mm-hmm. period before the menstrual. And that is a consecutive cycle. And within each of those cycles, women are processing their emotions differently for different reasons. Now, once women understand their cycles are consecutive in that we are astrologically binded to nature and mm-hmm. The stars and the moon, once we can balance ourselves. But the first thing is to be taught
yeah.
to women. So once women understand that during ovulation, I'm more keen to be receptive to hearing you, I'm more keen to be receptive to nurturing you, and it's easier for you to talk to me and to communicate. This is a good time for communication because my body is trying to receive you, right?
Wow, I've never heard that like that.
I'm facing a whole experiment right now, the month of July. So during that time, during the premenstrual stage, I kind of need to be away from you because now my hormones are the levels within my body, the estrogen levels are off balance. Mm-hmm. I think our balance is around like a 0.7. Mm-hmm. And during that stage, after ovulation, the premenstrual period, now the levels within my body, within my hormones are altered. Mm-hmm. So I am not as balanced anymore. I need to sit with myself in that time. So what is happening is women spend a lot of time suppressing things mm-hmm. within ourselves, suppressing emotions. Society has placed us in specific gender-specific roles.
Yeah.
So some women, not all women are the same. Yeah. So some of us aren't as nurturing. We're not meant to be cooking and cleaning and just being at home. Mm-hmm. Some of us want to go outside. But some women sit in that role.
Mm-hmm.
And during the premenstrual stages, which is classified in society as PMS, during that stage, all of those suppressed emotions, our bodies are elevating them to rid them. Mm-hmm. This isn't serving us. This is how we're getting fibroids. This is how we're getting tumors. Mm-hmm. This is how we aren't fertile.
Yeah. It's
because all of this is sitting within, hormonally speaking. All of this is sitting within mm-hmm. our bodies. So the same way that when you cry, you're releasing hormones.
Yeah.
It's important to cry when you feel that urge. When you don't cry, those hormones then release back into your body, and now your back hurts. Mm. Now you have a headache. You don't know why. It's because you didn't release those hormones. So it's the same thing with mm-hmm. our premenstrual stage. Our body's getting ready to lift all of that out. No longer suppress it. Let it out, mm-hmm. right? And then mm-hmm. the premenstrual stage, like my sister was saying, is the time where we've acknowledged all of this and we're like, let me sit with it now.
Yeah.
Let me flush it all out, aka bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cramp, pushing it out. Cramps are contractions.
Yes, they are.
I'm pushing it out, pushing all of that suppressed energy out.
Yep.
I need to rest.
It's just never so nice as you're saying it right now.
No,
it's never that way.
No,
it's like a horrible time.
I'm going to give you an experience, though, specifically, as far as to make it tangible. Mm. I'll give you an actual example. I was with JB. I had called him. I needed a male presence mm-hmm. in a situation. I acknowledged that as a woman. This was during my premenstrual stage. I acknowledged that, right? But I wasn't aware that I was in my premenstrual time mm-hmm. at that moment mm-hmm. when I first called JB in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I know I knew somewhere deep inside instinctually I needed a male that day. Mm-hmm. So I called him, and the first thing he says when he answers the phone is, "I'm at your service, queen. How can I help you?" Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going through the day and I keep saying throughout the day, I'm like, I hate this. Or like, I hate when that happens. I just can't stand. Like, I hate when people did it. Right. And he's like tallying it up on the side. Like, you know, like, okay, that's like your fifth hate there. And then like something happens as I'm trying to get things done. And I'm like, I just can't. Sick of this shit. I'm not supposed to be doing this today. Like, I'm sick of it. Like, everything's just not. I'm really big about time.
Mm-hmm.
Time is my thing. I like mm-hmm. to be punctual. And things were rolling through my day that were messing with my time mm-hmm. and my punctuality. And JB just kind of checked me. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Look, queen, you said hate like six times. Like, you're transmitting an energy. Mm-hmm. And we need to sit down right now and discuss it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're transmitting an energy right now, right?" Mm-hmm. And he was saying, like, you need to be mindful of your words that you're using and the power that they carry, their spells, and you're releasing them. And, you know, I'm choosing not to take it personally, but be aware. Become aware of that, the energy you give off. It's in a room now when you're feeling bad. Yeah. Like, you are in control of your emotions. Right. He's basically asking me to gain control of myself. Like, get a hold of your emotions. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, that's when it was like, ding, Alexis, you're premenstrual right now. You know what I'm saying? And I was able to translate that to this masculine energy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, let me express you because now I have the knowledge of my femininity.
Yeah.
Let me explain that to you, what's happening with me right now. Mm-hmm. My hormones are elevating. I cannot balance myself. Mm-hmm. It's genetically impossible for me. It's hormonally impossible for me. My hormones are elevating.
Is it impossible?
Listen. You can never I'm gonna tell you why you can't fathom it, because you can never birth a child. You'll never experience bleeding consecutively your entire
you don't even possess the ability to imagine what we go through, because your body doesn't do it.
What do you compare it to then that I would feel, could feel?
That's the point. That's the whole point.
I can easily compare it to like, and it's so interesting because as it relates to all the things that, like, we're discussing. All
releasing of these spells, right? And then, but really, you realize that you shouldn't be casting those spells, right?
No, it was fine for me to cast those spells. Okay. I just had to become aware of it.
Okay, okay.
So the moment that I could become aware of it, it was no longer necessary for me to cast those spells.
Right.
Because I could submit in that situation. So me and Jay were having this
conversation, right, about emotions intelligence, and I was saying, like, the controlling of them. And I was like, yo, maybe I don't think we could control our emotions. I think we just have to reflect on them. Remember how I was saying it? Like, mm-hmm. how it was, and she's basically saying the same thing. She's like, you really just looking at what your emotions was already feeling. Because it's like having two different brains. Like,
that is how you learn. That is how you learn. You have to sit in it. Yeah,
but in most cases, like, when you develop your emotional IQ, there you start to learn and understand that there's a filter in everything that you receive. And it comes down to every circumstance. It's like, there was a great quote on a video I just seen. He was like, simple way to put it is, like, say, like, someone calls you a name, you have the choice. You can immediately respond, or you can use that filter and think about what it is they're saying and then choose your response. And when you do that, your clairvoyance enhances. You're like, oh, well, they're probably insulting me because they feel bad about themselves, or they're probably, you can see behind their motive, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in esoteric culture, in our culture, Ma'at, we have the 11 laws of God, and they talk about that specifically, about being a divine being, and you're not to have automatic reaction to certain emotions. And essentially, like, it was so interesting to me because I imagined and realized, like, at that moment, like, when a woman's on her cycle, I was like, wow, and they're going through so many emotions. Can you imagine if they held and sat with those emotions? Like, a woman's intuition, their clairvoyance is going to enhance. Their sixth sense is going to enhance.
I mean, that makes sense as to why they say, like, the first religion was, like, one of the first religions was like shamanism or something.
Animism.
Shamanism?
Animism.
Yeah.
So then I said, you know, one of them, right? It was old. It's ancient, right? One of them ancient ones. But, like, the women were the shamans, though. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then they sat with the marijuana. Women were the
first astrologists.
And they would sit there with their feelings and smoke all types of drugs.
Yeah, they do insight, that in Native culture as well.
Yeah. Okay,
So it was in that moment, like, I just was picking that whole day. I was picking everything. We'll get to it.
That's a whole other conversation. You should see the last episode.
I
picked
up everything that day. Like, everywhere I stopped, I was like, like, that's just how I felt. Like, as soon as I would get back in the car, I'm like, there was so much hate in there. You know what I mean? I could not filter it.
It made you cry? How?
No, it came out. It was like I was just irritable, right? Yeah. But deep, if I was to sit in it, that's what it was. It wasn't a time for me to be able to filter out in the world. I'm just sitting in my emotions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In the moment that we could discuss that, JB was like, I got you. I'm going to be your protector right now. I'll be your shield to all these outside forces. I'll be your representative. I can speak to everyone for you because you can't do it right now. And that's okay. You are. It's a superpower that's happening. That's and I need right. to, you know, if you Literally, see a, so if you see a movie.
You were manipulating my boy Jay over here.
No, we were balanced. Oh, wow. That was a moment of balance, right? That was true balance of feminine and masculine.
Yeah. The true balance is for y'all to manipulate the fuck out of us. I understand it very well.
If that's how you perceive it.
I think that's for the next one, though, but we got to talk about that, though.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the next question?
That was it. Overall, this whole conversation, and I'm so very appreciative of having the masculine energy here to balance out the feminine energy relating to these topics, because at the end of the day, what we are acknowledging here is that men are important to us in our lives, and we want more of it, and we need more of it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's for you guys to acknowledge that your roles are important and setting that example to other men. And that's like the entirety of the show. So like with all the perspectives diving in, I feel like even when we would like drift off or like debate or go off or whatever, it was all like just acknowledging how important.
It's all love. It's all love. Or else we wouldn't be here. It's all love.
That's all we got for today. I think the last thing I want to say is that you guys are valuable. Let me close my eyes so you can feel all my pheromones. You guys are so valuable. You're needed. You are honored. I am thankful that I get to experience men and masculine energy as such. I'm happy that I know men that are accountable. I'm happy that I know strong black fathers. I'm happy that you guys are my representatives as women out in this world. You guys represent me well, and I'm very thankful, and I pray that I represent you equally as the feminine movement or as the feminine energy in this space. I'm just so thankful for you. You are needed. You are a necessity. Thank you.
Yes. Ashe. Hey, all right, y'all. So we gonna drop it off here. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, my podcast, Sekhmet Vision, you can find it on all major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, etc. So make sure you check us out. Also on social media, Instagram, as well. Thank you. We out of here. Peace, y'all.